Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Vishnu Manaya Krishna Sagara Swami. Namaste Sarasvati Deva Gauravani Prasadane. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vaishnava Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Pray for Canada for Srimad Bhagavatam chapter 28 verse 43. Patim Parama Dharma Yam Vaitarvi Malaya Svasham Premna Parya Charad Vaidarbi Malaya Dvajam Prema Parya Charatipa
Prema Parya Charatipa
Bhogansa Pati Devata
Bhogansa Pati Devata
Patim Paramadharmajam
Patim Paramadharmajam
Vaidarbi Malaya Dvajam
Vaidarbi Malaya Dvajam
Prema Parya Charatipa
Prema Parya Charatipa
Bhogansa Pati
Devata Patim
Paramadharmajnam
Patim Paramadharmajnam
Vaidarbhi Malaya Dvajam
Vaidarbhi Malaya Dvajam
Prema Parya Charatipa
Prema Parya Charatipa
Bhogansa Pati Devata
Bhogansa Pati Devata
Patim Paramadharmajnam
Patim Paramadharmajnam
Vaidarbhi Malaya Dvajam
Vaidarbhi Malaya Dvajam
Prema Parya Charatipa
Prema Parya
Patim Asvan Parama
Supreme
Dharmajnam, knower of religious principles. Vaidarbhi Vidarbha Malaya Dvajam, name Malaya Dvajam. Premna, with love and affection. Parya Charat, served in devotion. Hitva, giving up. Bhogan, sense enjoyment. Sa, she, Pati Devata, accepting her husband as the Supreme Lord. Translation, the daughter of King Vidarbha accepted her husband all in all as the Supreme. She gave up all. Sensual enjoyment and complete renunciation follow the principles of her husband who was so advanced. Thus she remained engaged in this service. Where figuratively King Malaya Dvaja is the spiritual master and his wife Vaidarbhi is the disciple. The disciple accepts the spiritual master as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as stated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Gurvastaka Sakshatritvena. One directly accepts the Guru, the spiritual master, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should accept the spiritual master not in the sense that the Mayavadi philosophers do, but in the way recommended here, since the spiritual master is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. He should be treated exactly like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The spiritual master should never be neglected or disobeyed like an ordinary person. If a woman is fortunate enough to be the wife of a pure devotee, she can serve her husband without any desire for sense gratification. If she remains engaged in the service of her exalted husband, she will automatically obtain the spiritual directions of her husband. If a disciple gets a bona fide spiritual master, simply by satisfying him, he can attain a similar opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Next 44, the daughter of King Vidarbha wore old garments, and she was lean and thin because of her vows of austerity. Since she did not arrange her hair, became entangled and twisted in locks. Although she remained always near her husband, she was a silent and agitated as the flame of a blistered fire. Prabhupada, when one begins to burn fire, where there is smoke and agitation in the beginning, although there are so many disturbances in the beginning, once the fire is completely set, the firewood burns steadily. Similarly, when both husband and wife follow the regulated principles of austerity, they remain silent. They're not agitated by sex impulses. At the same time, both husband and wife are benefited spiritually. One can attain the stage of life by completely giving up a luxurious mode of life. In this verse, the word chiravasa refers to very old torn garments. The wife especially should remain austere, not desiring luxurious dresses and living standards. She should accept all the bare necessities of life and minimize her eating and sleeping. There should be no question of mating. Simply by engaging in the service of her exalted husband, who must be a pure devotee, the wife will never be agitated by sex impulses. Vanaprastha stage is exactly like this. The wife remains with the husband, she undergoes severe austerities and penances, so that although both husband and wife live together, there's no question of sex. In this way, both husband and wife can live together perpetually. Since the wife is weaker than the husband, this weakness is expressed in this verse with the words upapati. Upa means near to or almost equal to. Being a man, the husband is generally more advanced than his wife. Nonetheless, the wife is expected to give up all luxurious habits. She should not even dress in this or comb her hair. Hair combing is one of the main businesses of women. In the vanaprastha stage, the wife should not take care of her hair. Thus, her hair will become tangled in knots. Consequently, the wife will no longer be attracted to the husband, and she herself will no longer be agitated by sex impulses. In this way, both husband and wife can advance in spiritual consciousness. This advanced stage is called the Paramahamsa stage, and once it is obtained, both husband and wife can be actually liberated from bodily consciousness. If the disciple remains steadfast in the service of the spiritual master, he need no longer fear falling down into the clutches of Maya. The daughter of King Vidarbha continued as usual to serve her husband, who was seated in a steady posture until she could ascertain he had passed away from the body. Her affairs of the queen did not even talk to her husband servants. She would simply perform her prescribed duties without talk. Now she did not stop rendering service until she could ascertain that her husband had passed from the body. While she was serving her husband by massaging his neck, she could feel that his feet were no longer warm and could thus understand that he had already passed from the body. She felt great anxiety upon being left alone. Bereft of her husband's company, she felt exactly as the deer feels upon being separated from his mate. For report, as soon as the circulation of blood and air within the body stops, it is the understood that the soul within the body is left. The stoppage of the blood circulation is perceived when the hands and feet lose heat. One tests whether the body is alive or not by feeling the heart's palpitation and the coldness of the feet and hands. Being now alone and a widow in the forest, so the daughter of Vidarbha began to lament, incessantly shedding tears, with soaked her breast and crying very loudly. Prabhupada figured that the queen is supposed to be the disciple of the king. Thus, when the mortal body of the spiritual master expires, his disciple should cry exactly as the queen cries when the king leaves his body. However, the disciple and spiritual master are never separated because the spiritual master always keeps company with the disciple as long as the disciple follows strictly the instructions of the spiritual master. This is called the association of vani, or words. Physical presence is called vapu. As long as the spiritual master is physically present, the disciple should serve the physical body of the spiritual master. And when the spiritual master is no longer physically existing, the disciple should serve the instructions of the spiritual master. The daughter of King Vidarbha accepted her husband all in all as the supreme. She gave up all sensual enjoyment and complete renunciation, followed the principles of her husband who was so advanced. Thus she remained engaged in the service. The daughter of King Vidarbha wore old garments, and she was lean and thin because of her vows and austerities, and she did not arrange her hair, it became tangled and twisted in locks. Although she remained always near her husband, she was silent and agitated as the flame of an undisturbed fire. The daughter of King Vidarbha continued as usual to serve her husband, who was seated in a steady posture until she could ascertain that he had passed away from the body. While she was serving her husband by massaging his legs, she could feel that his feet were no longer warm, and thus could understand that he had already passed from the body. She felt great anxiety upon being left alone, bereft of her husband's company. She felt exactly as her dear feels upon being separated from his mate. Being now alone and a widow in that forest, the daughter of Vidarbha began to lament, incessantly shedding tears which soaked her breasts and crying very loudly. So here we see the service that Vidarbha did to her husband. And we also see that this is actually symbolic of disciple and guru. So just as Vidarbha served without any material desires, so the disciple also serves the guru without material desires and gives up all sense of enjoyment, etc. As far as husband and wife is concerned, generally it is very difficult to do that. However, we find that when the husband takes vanaprastha, then the husband and wife are supposed to renounce enjoyment and begin doing great austerities and serving the Supreme Lord. So this is exactly what the king did. Malayadvaja left the kingdom and took vanaprastha, and therefore he was in a renounced state. And it was expected that his wife would also do the same thing. And we see that this is exactly what she did. It says here, Pati Devata, she took her husband as the Supreme Lord. In other words, she worshipped him. This is when we worship the Supreme Lord. So she had no material desires, and she simply devoted herself to that service. So similarly, the disciple has to give up all desires and worship the Supreme Lord. Just as the Vihasta may have difficulties until he is free of his responsibilities and takes vanaprastha, so the disciple also may have many obstacles to overcome. And of course we know that the disciples may be grihasas or vanaprastas, nyasis or brahmacharis. They could be in any ashrama. Nevertheless, it is expected that they must also come to a very high standard, spiritually speaking. At the same time, they are in different ashramas. So therefore their duties are somewhat different. So the brahmachari, of course, is renounced. The vanaprastha sannyasi are renounced, and therefore they can practice in this way. But we know that the household or the grihastha has a family and raises children and works and has so many obligations. So therefore there is some sort of obstacle to complete surrender and detachment from the material world. It is very difficult to do. So to make some arrangement for at least having the proper attitude, the grihastha should previously be trained as a brahmachari, and therefore he is, I guess, an understanding of spiritual life and a sense of detachment from material things, because the brahmachari lives very simply. So there is some preparation for also performing spiritual life during the grihastha period. And then of course, when the children are grown up, the grihastha should leave the house and begin more serious practice of spiritual life. So that is the system in the varnashram system. So here we see, in this, as far as the story is concerned, that Vidarbha was attached to serving her husband. And of course, this symbolizes the disciple being attached to the guru. So of course, guru means spiritual life. So though Paranjana was materialistic in his previous life, in this life he was very fortunate to take up the spiritual path and accept the guru. And in this way, could get some spiritual advancement. As far as the story goes, we see that she served him when he was getting old, and then he passed out of his body, and then she was still living in spite of the fact that he had already passed out of his body, which is not considered so fortunate in many cases. But anyway, she was left alone at that point, and therefore she began to lament. So Prabhupada in the purport gives the comment that actually when the spiritual master leaves, then the disciple also should feel great separation. But at the same time, the disciple should understand that in one sense, the instructions of the spiritual master are the most important thing. So those instructions do not die. So therefore the disciple should continue to follow those instructions, and in that way the guru is still present. So that is an important fact to understand, and Prabhupada here mentions that the vani is very important. As long as the guru is existing, one can serve him personally, but at the same time it's more important to follow the instructions, spiritual instructions. And after the guru disappears, one can no longer personally serve, but one can continue to follow the instructions. So what is the instruction that the guru gives? So as far as the Vaishnava guru is concerned, the Vaishnava guru or the Gaudiya Vaishnava guru instructs the disciple to chant the name of Krishna and worship Krishna and develop his bhakti. That is the instruction given by the guru. So that instruction should, of course, has details on how to do it or whatever, but nevertheless the principle is that the person should perform devotional service in some form or other, and particularly chanting the name of Krishna. So of course there are many details and different types of knowledge to go with that in order that one can chant purely. So the disciple is obliged, because he's a disciple, to accept all of that knowledge and information and put it into action. And if he does so, that is proper following the instruction of the spiritual master. So even if the spiritual master disappears, still the disciple should follow those instructions. And in this way, he gets the benefit of the guru. So though the guru may disappear, still the disciple has the value of the guru by following those instructions as nicely as he can. So in this way, though there is lamentation at the same time, the disciple should understand that the instructions are very important, and if you follow those instructions, then the guru is still present. That we have the Varna Ashram system, which everyone cannot really follow in the modern day. Of course, that also was not the Yuga Dharma. So the Yuga Dharma is chanting the name of Krishna. So at least we have to engage the children in Nam Sankirtan chanting and other processes of bhakti. That is the important thing. Now, even if they become brahmacharis or whatever, if they don't practice bhakti, then everything is missed anyway. So if they perform bhakti in some form, but they neglect the Varnashram system, still, that is permissible. If they can do both fine, if they can, at least the bhakti should be there.
Maharaj, it is believed that the husband wife remains united for the same janma. My question is whether they are immediate after the death of the present body or whether they change the position of husband and wife as husband.
Oh, well, it is not a given principle that they will remain life after life together or reverse their positions. They may, but in the case of Pranjana's story, didn't, because Pranjana and his wife were one couple, but later on Pranjana was a woman and met another person, another jiva, called Vaidarbhi, the king of Malayadvaja. It was different. They did not get the same couple. They were not together again. So it's not inevitable that they stay together. Yeah, sometimes if there's great attachment, they may be born. That's not inevitable. It's not always the case. And if one is extremely attached to the wife, in this case, Pranjana became a woman in his next life. And of course, opposite, the woman is attached to the man, she becomes a man in her next life.
Thank you.